I came here in 1971. I was 21, 20, going 22. And I worked my way in. My mother's sister was there. God bless the dead. And I stayed with her.
Where?
In Liberty Avenue, Queens, which was, at the time, a neighborhood. Very quiet, very cool. If anything was going on there, I wasn't too wise to it. So I was like a fresh kid in a new neighborhood. And I worked my way in, and I worked for a theater company that used to make the adverts for theater. It used to be in Forest Hills, Queens. From there, I started working for the fashion industry and even learned the art of making the pattern before the clothes is made. And after the clothes is made, before what it is done, it's made in calico and they try it on. The whole works. And my mom, that's what she used to do. She was a seamstress, making shirts, ties. And I learned how to make a necktie and a bow tie from messing around with her at nights. So I developed inclination for carnival art by doing stuff for a traveling circus. And the guy had stuff in Coney Island, and he said, "Why don't you come down to Coney Island? You get lost down there. You get lost in the sand, as they say in Florida." I said, "I won't get lost." I came down and I started working in 1979, Coney Island. And I don't know, there was no one around. Everything was peeled and falling apart. And there was no feeling to it. So there was a guy called Ruby that used to do the signs. So Ruby told me he was too old for the game. That's the term he used, the game. It don't mean the game, it was just whatever he was doing was a game to him. He says, "What's your game?" You know, that's the old talk. And exactly this sign right behind, I did this sign, a gift shop, originally. And if you see when she took that other thing down, was another sign behind her. That was Ruby's, and then I went over Ruby's, and who knows. So Ruby's passed away in 91. I decided Coney Island was where I found myself. There was so much stuff to do, you really got lost, you know? Oh, one of the guys I would really love if he was here was where the Surf Hotel is. Behind that wall is a lot of my stuff. Because I seen when they covered the wall with the new paneling, the drywall, they covered all the stuff in there. And I'm talking about, I did mostly carnival type lettering, which is Barnum letters with the surf. I did a lot of stuff to make it look like it was done in the 20s. And that was the look I was trying to put on at the time for that guy. His name was Demo, Greek guy. Came out of the Greek army and he bought that hotel and he was there. I mean, there was a lot of my stuff there, really. I did Pete's Clown Bar, which I still do. Oh, talking about paintings, I mean, I did some of the stuff for him. He had signs in the back still, I think, that he never put out. Or he might switch around. Because he thought I was going to drift off like a few other painters did. He says, "Everything you make, I'm going to make a double."
Good idea.
And he did. And it was good for me and it was good for him. But the other people was crying, "Hey, this is the only guy in Coney Island that says, you never know." But I guess he was paying me a few bucks more, or quite a few bucks more. So I stayed with him like, "Hey, this is my stop. This is my studio." And he gave me a spot in the back to work, and I was working in the back. And then there was Jack's Playland right next to him. And Jack's Playland had the Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. And I redid the scene. And unfortunately, after that, Doc passed away because he had a heart problem. He wouldn't stop drinking every alcohol, and he passed away in, I forgot what year in the 80s. I'm going past Dino's, and Dino say, "Bring your stuff in here and go in the workroom and don't leave." So then I stayed in Demos. I painted everything that was in that Wonder Wheel, included maybe the ground. Yeah, I did. And I stayed around Demo until there was nothing to be painted that wasn't painted, including a mural that was in the tunnel that was that got destroyed. Oh, it was a mural of people going to the beach, people going to get food, and you know, it was there for a good few years in the 80s. Then Paul and Gregory was the next stop, and he said, oh, well, finally, as the old man went away, you decided to come with us, huh? And with them, it was everything. The top, the roof, which is the rocket on top. You have the Hamburger Man. You can see that. Yes, I painted that rocket. It was a rocket, too. You had to go over it several times to cover it, you know. And I did the old place around on bottom and changed things inside. And then I did stuff in Australand. I hung around them with Paul and Gregory. I at least cut myself in half. I was trying to break even ends with them with whatever they wanted. But the more I did, the more they wanted. It was like standing on a waterfall. It's not enough. You stay there forever. And everybody treated me like a decent person. I didn't have no problem. And most of all, I didn't mention that used to own a ride right there. It's called Polar Express now. The twins, the Jewish twins, Bob and Paul, they went in the jeweler business from here. They had the L-Hole, the Himalaya, and the Kitty Park. They made me a home there, too. So it's like everywhere I went was a home. And, my favorite subject is hot dog it. That used to be a favorite word in Coney Island. I'm their place. And ice cream, see the big ice cream sign up there, which I did? And I used to say ice cream, and we scream, and they all scream. Don't give them nothing but ice cream. That's what I mean. Ice cold beer with the frost on the letters and a picture of, you look behind you there, is Heineken bottles. That's originally all I had. It was only one bottle. So I put the different kinds of Heineken. Update. Just like anything else, I update a few things. But I don't go away too much from it. That's people look for that. Yeah. Corn on the cob. But hot buttered corn. Hot buttery corn on the cob. And Paul and Gregory, there's great big corn. About this big that I did. I don't know how long ago I did that. Must have been when I first came in 1979. I kept touching it up years and years, touching it up here and there. It's there now. And two ice cream cones have been cut out. I didn't remember they were there until yesterday I looked. You know? And where the souvenir store is now, I can't remember what was there before. But I had painted for those people too. I think that was just another restaurant. With hot dogs and... The grill house? Oh, he built that place. I did all the work originally, from scratch. Just like my smock. I told you the story about my smock. My white smock. I was crossing Fifth Avenue in Bryant Park. This was way back in the 80s. And somebody and poop was blowing their horn like crazy. Yeah, you, stop, stop. I said, oh, no, I'm not a crazy person. So I stopped. And she said, I want to buy that smock. So I looked, and she had sunshades, you know. I said, miss, could you take your sunshades off? She says, I have a problem with the sun. $50? And I looked at her and said, oh, this crazy person here. This is what I wear when I paint. She says, I want to buy it. You got another one? I did have another one. I said, yeah, I got an apron too. So she said, as a matter of fact, I'll give you $75 right now. I give it to her right now. And then she said, you want to sell the apron too? I said, no, I got to work. So, then she wanted my shoes because it had a lot of colors on it and it looked like a Jackson Pollock. Okay, the Cyclone, where I used to keep my paints, up in the Cyclone, where Jerry Mendino, the manager, was very fond of my work and wanted to promote me at the time, too. So I was sitting in the car of the Cyclone, sketching his picture, and all of a sudden, the car started moving, like slowly into faster, and went up like a thunderstorm. I went all around and back down, and he says, "Don't you see, I had to test it with a big guy like you."
Were you scared?
Yes, I was a little scared because I didn't know they had strapped me in, and I didn't remember figuring why they were doing that. And I used to run little jokes like that. But that was something. I mean, I'm talking about it was the last time I've been on there. Yeah. But that's a hell of a ride. That's like riding through a thunderstorm. That's what it is.